Good morning and welcome, everyone. I'd like to officially call to order the Marin County Transit District Board of Directors meeting for Monday, October 6th. We'll go ahead and start with a roll call.
I will now call roll. President Lucan?
Here.
Vice President Sackett?
Here.
Second Vice President Casissa? Here. Director Colbert?
Here.
Director Moulton Peters? Director Radoni?
Present.
Director Bushy? Director Yorans Gulati? Thank you. We have a quorum.
Thank you so much. Welcome Marin Transit staff, members of the public that are joining us today. Those that are here in the room or joining online. Kate, you want to give some quick instructions for those that are joining remotely?
Oops. Oh, goodness. One moment. Yes, first, I will confirm we had no requests for remote participation by any directors. I will now present how the public can participate in the meeting. At today's meeting, in-person comments will be heard before virtual comments. If you're joining us on Zoom and you would like to comment, please use the raise hand icon located on your screen. If you're participating by phone call, please press *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, your name will be called and you'll be prompted to unmute your device. You'll then have 2 minutes to speak. This concludes the instructions. I will also note we received written comments on agenda item 6 from 2 members of the public via email and the district's online public comment form. The comments have been shared with the board and will be included in the public record of this meeting. This concludes my announcements. Thank you.
Great. And with that, is there any public comment for today's meeting? Any in the room? I've seen any online?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
All right. Any board of directors matters? Not seeing any. We'll go right into our general manager's report. Welcome, Nancy.
Good morning, President Lucan and members of the board. I wanted to start with a little bit of an announcement about the federal government shutdown and the impact that we are seeing right now is really just that we are not running the Muirwood shuttle service as of this weekend. We normally would run during weekends in October. So that service has been suspended with the closure of the park. And Kate, if you can move to the next slide. So September was Transit Month, and we had some really fun events. First, on September 23rd, we did North Bay Transit Relay, and we were giving out stickers that said, "I rode transit today," with Marin Transit on it. And then you can see in the photo here, there was a baton that you may recognize as actually one of the delineators on the Golden Gate Bridge that was used as the baton between each of the segments of the transit ride, and it was passed along. So it was a great way to kind of interact with our passengers and with our fellow transit providers. And then on that, the 26th, excuse me, we had a general manager CEO ride along, started in Oakland, and then people took BART over to the ferry, the Golden Gate Ferry, ferried into Larkspur, and then onto SMART, and SMART up to the Civic Center station, where they took our bus back. And there were more than 60 people in that event that we saw. And I know there are people who kind of joined and then left during that entire ride. But it was very impressive, I thought, given that getting to the North Bay for some of those CEOs and GMs was quite a trip. We had folks from Contra Costa and from the South Bay as well. So that was very successful. And thanks to our staff for helping out with all of that event. And then next slide, Kate. We have a lot more coming up and a few others that we didn't have pictures for before, but the senior fair, of course, was on September 17th. And that's one of our biggest events. And I think it's one of the biggest events in Marin County. I don't even know how many people are attending, but it seems like thousands. And we had a nice photo booth and a lot of great interactions there with our older adults. And then there are several others. I'll just go through them very quickly. We did also attend the Marin Sanitary Customer Appreciation Event, which is fun, a lot of young kids there. And then this last Saturday, we were at Nuestro Canal, Nuestro Futuro Community Fair. This is the third one that we've been to. And that was really nice. And then upcoming, we do have our monthly satellite hours at Canal Alliance, excuse me. And then we'll also be joining the Marin Housing Authority Service Fair. On the 8th, then, so Wednesday this week, we'll be taking our bus and our electric vehicle, the Bolt, which is our staff car, to the TAM Clean Fleet Expo at the Civic Center, at the Expo Hall. And then 15th and 16th, we'll be holding our community events, which are really our public hearings on mascots, which you will hear on your agenda today. And then lastly, we'll have a virtual event with Canal Alliance, a Facebook Live event for the same purpose, to begin to show our mascot service proposal and get comments on that. So I just wanted to, again, thank our staff. You know, these events take a lot of effort and time and staffing, and we only have a couple folks who are actually outreach people. And so it takes all of our staff to do these things. So I wanted to thank everybody for pitching in. Next slide. And then regarding our ridership and our monthly ridership report, the gray line is for last year. So since this was for the month of July, the first month of the fiscal year, there is only a single little red dot, isn't yet a line. And you can see that we have had a strong month again with our fixed route ridership. It's about 8% higher than the previous July. So, and it's 11% higher than it was pre-COVID. So we're still continuing to do well on our fixed route ridership. And then next slide, Kate. And this is on our demand response system, same graph. This ridership was moderate this month. It's basically equal to the previous year, slightly, tiny bit, 2%, I think, lower than the previous year. So that's my report for today. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Great. Thank you, Nancy. Any questions? Not seeing any. Any public comment on the general manager's report? None in the room.
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Nancy. And actually, while we're checking on Zoom, or as we move into our consent calendar, is there any public comment on the consent calendar?
I see no one in the room. And I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
All right, would someone like to move the consent calendar?
I'll move consent.
Second.
A motion by Colbert, second by Sackett. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes. We are setting record time this morning. We'll move right on to item number 6, which is the mascot service change proposal.
Great. And Robert Betts is going to present this item, but this is about our mascots proposal. And what we're showing today for the first time actually is our service proposal for the Marin Transit routes, that primarily for the Southern Marin routes. And you may recall that mascots recommendation from the consultant was that we better align these routes, consolidate them, make them more legible to the riders. And what we're presenting today is how we plan to do that, at least present it to the public for public comment. So, Robert.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. And good morning, President Luke and members of the board. Robert Betts, Director of Operations. As Nancy just mentioned, this morning's mascots item is, for the first time, a presentation of the local service changes, the first time that we're sharing how we plan to respond to many of the regional changes that were suggested in the mascots effort. Next slide. So I know your board is familiar with the effort. There's been a number of presentations, but just as a quick reminder, what is mascots? Mascots is a collaborative and comprehensive analysis of the transit service in the Highway 101 corridor, really looking at how the service is deployed, coordinated between SMART and Golden Gate, but also incorporating the local operators in terms of making strategic connections and transfers. Ultimately, this effort was looking at how would we plan the service if we were one agency, with the goals of increasing ridership, increasing legibility, and just making it an overall better service for our riders. Next slide. So this morning's presentation, I'm going to start by giving you a high-level overview of the regional changes. I think that's important to understand because many, if not most, of the recommendations we're proposing are indirect response to those regional changes. I'll then talk about the proposed local changes and then conclude with a timeline and give you a summary of next steps. Next slide. So the regional changes, next slide. And again, these are still proposed regional changes. Golden Gate and SMART will be taking independent actions with their own boards in terms of advancing and approving these recommendations. But as we understand the regional proposals right now, I'll start with Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District because those have the most direct impact on Marin Transit. The first recommendation around the regional bus service is to truncate Route 101 in Novato and no longer operate that service north of Marin County. That's perhaps the single largest recommendation in this whole effort. The goal then is to redeploy those resources into improved service frequency between Novato and San Francisco and San Rafael and San Francisco. The next series of recommendations are around the Route 130 and 150. These are regional routes that currently serve Southern Marin, starting at the San Rafael Transit Center and operating south into San Francisco and Sausalito. So the recommendation here is to cancel the 150 and to redeploy those resources into Route 130 with improved service frequencies. The other major change to the 130 is that the route would no longer operate north of Tiburon or Strawberry. So the new northern terminus would move from the San Rafael Transit Center down to Strawberry Village. And then there are also recommendations for Route 580, which is the East Bay connection, to no longer serve the East Francisco Frontage Road and stay on the freeway east of Bellum. SMART, no changes to the alignment that are proposed as part of this recommendation. Obviously, the system continues to grow and expand to the north, but really the recommendations here are improved service frequencies, trying to fill some of those midday gaps, and to expand some span of service, primarily in the evening hours on weekdays and weekends. Okay, next slide. So shifting to the proposed local changes. Next slide, Kate. So at a high level, most of our changes are really focused in Southern Marin, and they're largely in response to the changes around the 130 and 150. So starting with Route 17, Route 17 today currently serves San Rafael, Mill Valley, Marin City, and extends into Sausalito. The recommendation for Route 17 is to truncate the route in Marin City and no longer serve Sausalito with this service. For Route 22, the recommendation here is to no longer serve Strawberry Village. That is a route that currently only serves Strawberry in the southbound direction, not in the northbound direction. The recommendation is to keep that service on the freeway. Route 36, the recommendation is to cancel Route 36 and replace it with a new Route 26. I should have mentioned with all of these, I'll go through in more detail as we get to the maps, but I just want to set up kind of a high level summary. But Route 26 would largely backfill some of the service area of the 36. It would do it in a slightly different configuration, but continue to serve downtown San Rafael, the canal, and Strawberry Village. And then with Route 71, which is our trunk line route that operates up and down the Highway 101 corridor, there are two recommendations here. One, to extend the route to the north all the way to the San Marin Smart Station. And then two, to extend the route all the way south to the Sausalito Ferry, largely replacing the Route 17 service in that corridor. Okay, next slide, Kate. So what are we trying to achieve with these changes? At a high level, we're really trying to support the goals of the MassDOT's effort and also improving regional connections based on the changes to the Golden Gate bus network. So in Southern Marin, what the changes allow us to do is to open up a couple new transfer opportunities in Southern Marin. Right now within the Marin Transit service area, we really only time connections in San Rafael. Everything is based in San Rafael, and we have a coordinated pulse operation where we try and meet local, regional, and to the extent feasible, SMART connections in downtown San Rafael. Under this new proposal, with the 130 no longer serving the transit center and now terminating in Southern Marin, it allows us to open up two new transfer opportunities in Southern Marin. The first one is in Marin City, where the 130 will be timed to the 17. So we'll have now timed connections in Southern Marin between that service and the regional service. So that will allow riders to seamlessly connect from Mill Valley to San Francisco and from Mill Valley into Sausalito in Marin City. The other new transfer opportunity we open up is at Strawberry Village. So the 130 now would terminate at Strawberry. So through our coordination efforts, we will now time this new Route 26 and our existing 219 Tiburon shuttle to the 130 in Strawberry. Other areas that will improve connections to the regional service through the proposed plan. The first is at Larkspur. So Larkspur has regional ferry and regional rail service. Our new Route 26 we're proposing would directly connect the canal, the San Rafael Transit Center, and the ferry terminal. That'll be the first time that we've had a one-seat ride from the canal to the ferry, probably since 2016. And then in Sausalito, with the new Route 71 extension, we'll have a new connection down to the ferry terminal. There's a number of other goals that we're able to achieve through these proposals. One that came out of the MassDOT's recommendation directly was improving legibility of the service in the Highway 101 corridor. Today, between the local and regional service, we have five different routes that largely overlap and duplicate a lot of the service between San Rafael and Marin City. This proposal helps advance that to get it down to just one route that has a very consistent service pattern between those destinations. We're also able to preserve some of the one-seat rides with the strong origin-destination pairs in Southern Marin, specifically between Sausalito, the Southern Marin bus pads, and the San Rafael Transit Center. And then the last one here is, again, improving other regional connections. And the one that we're able to do with the 71 is up at San Marin between the 71 and the train. Next slide, Kate. So I understand the graphics on the presentation are a little bit hard to see. Hopefully you all have maps in front of you. I should also mention these maps are now available on our website, and we'll be using these throughout the outreach efforts. So let me first orient you with the legend and the color coding on these maps. What we're doing with these maps is showing the existing alignment, and then the existing alignment that we are not proposing to change will be in the black color. The existing alignment we're proposing to remove will be in the red color, and then any additions or extensions to the route will be shown in green. So what's in front of you on the slide here, Route 17, what we're showing are three segments that would be eliminated from the route. In the southern portion of the route, the extension to Bridgeway is perhaps the most impactful to the 17. That is an alignment that every trip serves weekdays and weekends. The other two segments we're proposing to eliminate, the Strawberry Loop and the Larkspur Landing Loop, these are very limited service areas. So we just have a couple trips per day only on the weekdays that serve Strawberry, and Larkspur Landing, it's only the last three trips of the night that serve that area of the route. But these are proposed to be eliminated as part of the proposal and then replaced with other routes in other parts of the proposal. Next slide. Route 22, again, as I mentioned earlier, the change to the Route 22 is really just associated with the Strawberry Village loop. And the recommendation is to remove that in the southbound direction. Northbound already stays on the freeway, so there's no changes to the northbound alignment, but the southbound alignment would now stay on the freeway and no longer get off to serve Strawberry Village. Next slide. Route 26. Route 26 is our proposal in response to canceling Route 36. Route 26 serves many of the same areas as the 36, but it does it in a different alignment. So let me walk you through how the Route 36 would operate. And I'm going to start in the southbound direction. It would start at the San Rafael Transit Center. It would then go through the canal in the clockwise direction. And then following the canal, it would continue down Bellum to Anderson and then make the loop around to serve Larkspur Landing. It would serve the ferry terminal, the train station, and then get on the freeway, serve Lucky Bus Pad, Paradise Bus Pad, and then eventually terminate at Strawberry. This route is unique to us, because it's the first time that we offer a route for canal riders that doesn't force the rider to go through the transit center. So right now, with the 36, which also serves Southern Marin, canal riders have to come back through downtown, which is perhaps the most congested area of our whole county, on every trip in order to then go southbound on 101. This flips that and actually makes it a little bit of a more convenient ride for canal riders, because they can get on in the canal and then go directly south. So that's a fairly significant change compared to the existing 36 alignment. But we think in a lot of ways, not only does it open up this new connection to the Larkspur area, the Larkspur Landing area, but it also reduces the travel time at many hours of the day for riders going south. Next slide. And the Route 71. Route 71 is our Highway 101 trunk line service. It currently starts in Novato at Redwood and Olive and goes south to Marin City. The proposal is to, in the south, extend that route down Bridgeway and have it connect to the Sausalito Ferry Terminal. And in the northern end, we're doing two changes. The first change in the north is we're proposing to take the route off at Roland. Today, it goes all the way into downtown and it exits at DeLong. The proposal is to exit at Roland and come over to Redwood from Roland and serve our new Marin Community Clinic stops that we're in the process of constructing this fall. The second change is to extend the northern terminus from Redwood and Olive up to the San Marin Smart Station. This extension to the San Marin Smart Station would actually be the third route that we would extend to San Marin. And we really feel that through the MASCOT's effort, with the elimination of the bus service connecting Marin and Sonoma County, having bus service connections right at the county line at the first smart station in Marin County is going to be really important for riders that want to continue to come in to Marin County on the rail system and then get to local destinations, whether that's within Novato or even further down the Highway 101 corridor. Next slide. Okay. I should also mention that as part of the MASCOT's change package, we are also looking at proposed changes to other routes. And a lot of these changes are not directly in response to the MASCOT's efforts, but they are changes that we typically do as part of any regular service change effort. We look at ridership levels, we look at productivity levels, we look at ways to optimize the service to make sure we're using the resources in the best way possible. I should also mention that another goal of MASCOT's for us at Marin Transit was to keep this revenue hour neutral. And you'll hear more at the November meeting about our 10-year plan, the short range transit plan, our financial projections. But right now we are not in a position to be spending more money and putting out more service based on our current financial projections. So a goal of this effort was to try and do everything we can to support the regional changes and the MASCOT's efforts, but working within, you know, our budget and our current forecasted revenue hours. So a lot of these changes are in response to achieving those goals. So the first additional recommendation here is to cancel Route 29. Route 29 is a limited weekday peak hour only service. It's gone through many iterations over the last 3 or 4 years. Ultimately, it's our lowest ridership route and our lowest productivity route. And so the recommendation here is to cancel that service. We do want to preserve some of the service for the school markets, specifically between Corte Madera, Redwood, and Hall Middle School. So as we would propose cancellation of the 29, we would propose adding a new supplemental route, the 629, that would operate school days only to continue to serve the students that do rely on Route 29 today. There are a couple of other areas that we're recommending service span adjustments. So either starting the route a little bit later in the morning or truncating it earlier in the afternoon and the evening hours. Route 17, 71, and 219 are all part of that, those span of service adjustments. And then there are, I think, 4 additional trips, 3 on weekdays and 1 on weekends that we're proposing to cancel. And again, we just wanted to be as transparent as possible in this process as we're doing the outreach around the mascots efforts. We want to let riders know everything else that's on the table right now for consideration as we move forward. So this is a lot of detail and a lot of information, but we think it's the best approach to doing the outreach. Next slide. So next steps and timeline. Next slide, Kate. You've seen this timeline a number of times over the last year and a half. We've updated it slightly to reflect where we are today. So at our October meeting today, we are releasing our proposed local service change package. We will be doing a number of outreach events on this proposal during the month of October. Nancy mentioned the two public hearings we're going to be having on the 15th and 16th, the Facebook Live event on the 22nd. We're also going to be doing focus groups. We're going to be notifying riders through our digital platforms, through bus stop notices, through in-vehicle notices. We'll be collecting all that feedback, and we'll bring that feedback to your board in November. And if we feel like there are changes or tweaks to the proposal, we will also share those with you in November. We're also planning to do our Title VI analysis and share that with you in November, and then come back in December, and that's when we'll ask you for final adoption of the local service change package. All of this is ramping up to an eventual service change in April of 2026. Next slide. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I do want to give, there's been a lot of staff work on this and a lot of recognition to the planning team for pulling together a lot of the outreach and the graphic materials in a short amount of time, and our lead scheduler, Abby Smith, who's been working tirelessly to get this proposal in front of you today. So it's been a really great effort by the team thus far. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you, Robert. We'll look to my colleagues if there's any questions on this. Director Sackett.
I have a couple of questions. So can you explain the legibility network? I understand it means kind of streamlining it, but does that mean it's there's additional signage? What's that term mean?
Yeah, the legibility, so there's a couple things. From the San Rafael Transit Center, we have a coordinated schedule based on the pulse where you can get on the bus at, 15 after, 30 after, 45 after. And the idea is that all of those buses will take you to a similar destination. Over time, there's been tweaks and modifications. So we're now in a position where some routes will serve some bus pads, some routes will not serve some bus pads, some routes will go to the city, some won't. Some will get off and serve Strawberry, and some will come back to the freeway. So and there were five different routes. There were a lot of different options, two on the Golden Gate side, three on the Marin Transit side. So the goal of simplifying the legibility is if you get on a bus at the transit center, you know that every bus that's going south is going to serve the same number of bus pads in the same pattern. So that's where the recommendation came from, and some of the changes that we're proposing in our proposal.
Thank you. And then two other questions. So Route 17, the evening loop around Larkspur, can you remind me why that existed and sort of what might be lost from that?
Yeah, great question. I'm trying to think of the exact, let's call it 6 or 7 years ago, there was a request primarily from service workers that were working in Larkspur Landing, wanting to go back to either downtown San Rafael or the canal. So the 228, which is the regular route that serves that loop, service ends, I believe, at 8:30. So we had the 17 that was coming by the Lucky Bus Pad, coming in northbound, and the solution was to deviate the last three trips. With SMART coming online, so SMART wasn't even in service at the time, and now SMART expanding their span of service, there's now much better options in the evening hours to get back northbound from Larkspur Landing. So that's where the recommendation's coming from.
Great, thank you. And then I also noticed on one of the slides, paratransit. And so how is paratransit involved in mascots and what changes or not would be expected for paratransit?
Yeah, and maybe Nancy can help me a little bit here, but my understanding in terms of the changes to the regional paratransit network, so obviously with Golden Gate no longer going north of Novato, the requirement for that regional paratransit service goes away. I think there's been commitment from the general managers and the MassDOT's effort to preserve that regional paratransit service as it operates today. Is that?
Yeah, that's correct. So the footprint that is served today by paratransit up north, so north of Novato, which was originally an ADA requirement for Golden Gate service, that footprint is being maintained. And so those trips will continue to be served. Those are actually done under our contract with TransDev as a part of Marin Access. Those trips, that's how they're served today. So those will be continued. And actually, all the parties have agreed to do that. And we're working through some of the details on cost sharing, but that's where we are. So that'll continue. Otherwise, Robert, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there are any other paratransit changes or significant ones based on the changes here, maybe
20%. Yeah, nothing significant. When we talk about span of service, that is one area that will have paratransit impacts because the complementary service operates at the same hours as the fixed route service. So in the case of Mill Valley, right now the 17 operates until 11:30 at night, and I believe we're proposing to end that service at 10:15 instead of 11:30. So in the same way that bus service would no longer be available during those evening hours, paratransit service would also match those same operating hours. The other impacts would be around coverage, so service coverage. And with the extension of the 71 to Novato San Marin Smart and the extension to Sausalito, that would actually increase paratransit service because the 71 runs till 12:30 in the morning, which is later than any other service in those corridors. So there would be some slight increases in paratransit service associated with that change.
Any others? A comment? Okay, I've got just one question. Mm-hmm. Timely here, Robert, for you bringing these proposed changes on Route 71, because I just had a conversation with our general manager last week. With that extension to the San Marin station, are there any capital improvements planned there? I just received a note from a constituent a week ago saying there's no bench there. If we're expanding services, that's something that's in the works or in the future.
Yes, we have started discussions with SMART. Our immediate need is for a little bit more curb space because we're going to have a little bit more service up there. So we've started discussions around just extending our bus stop up there. But ridership has really increased as we've made these extensions up there. So I do think we're probably at the point now where at least a bench, if not a shelter, is appropriate. So we'll be reaching out to SMART as well to have those conversations.
Great. Happy to help however I can. Thanks. Director Moulton Peters.
Not a question, but just appreciation for all the time you spent looking at the Southern Marin configuration and talking with the cities in that area. So just thank you for that. We got where we needed to get.
Director Rodoni.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again, Robert. It's really good. And I want to compliment you on the larger size. I know it's it took a lot of time to do each route, but I think it's a lot easier to understand in that format. So I really recommend that when you go out to the public, you provide the same information.
Great. Director Colbert.
Yeah, I'm just going to second Dennis's comment. I think the graphics are great. And I'm going to try and get every board, which is frankly too many boards connected with to sort of do this. It's just exactly what we should be doing for like board members and the public. Thank you.
Okay. Any others? See, is there any public comment on this? This is just a discussion item, but none in the room.
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. Anthony Nicor, please unmute.
Welcome, Anthony.
Good morning. Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Yes, so on your expansion to the Route 71, I really hope that in the Novato portion of the route, you can also restore, I believe, a few other stops along the way, because that used to be served by Golden Gate Transit Route 58 as well. meaning any additional stops that can be made along the way could also be restored, because there were already stops established way before Marin Transit, incorporated along Redwood Boulevard. I believe it's on Lamont. And and also, I'm happy that you're going to finally complete the vision of having the 71 run through the Marin Community Clinic in Novato, especially when that was originally part of the 57 reimagined route from many years ago. And I really hope that when the 71 comes back to Sausalito, that used to be the 71X, I really hope that it'll mean faster service for us coming in from Novato down to Sausalito, and hopefully the time services through the Strawberry Shopping Center with the 130, 36, and 219 be good enough for us to say, okay, we're going to rely on this so that we can have, an In-N-Out Burgers if I want to down there in Strawberry instead of here in Novato. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
There are no additional raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
All right. There's no other discussion or comments. I think that concludes this item. I'm looking around. Not seeing any. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Nancy. Marin Transit staff. That concludes our meeting for today. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.